is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9.
Call the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, 317-239-1009.
Uber drivers, Lyft drivers, I want to hear what happened when you were driving somebody around. Let's hear your horror stories. We saw this. One of our other radio friends had an Uber driver incident. The driver said that they arrived to pick up a passenger. The passenger had three kids with her. They were probably around 11, 6, and 3 years old. She put them in the car, shut the door, and then leaned in, and she's like, I set the two destinations. Please be safe with my kids. So this lady wants the Uber or Lyft driver to take the kids. Like, go ahead, drop them off where they need to go.
Oh my gosh.
The driver's like, what the F is this? You expect me to take your kids to school and to daycare for you?
Call the police.
The driver told her, no, that's not going to happen. You got to ride with me and the kids and we can get them out at each stop, but I'm not going to do that. I don't blame the Uber driver or the Lyft. I don't think that's what Uber or Lyft was invented for, was to do that.
It's not a babysitting service, okay, Mom of the Year? No.
Let's talk to Julie this morning out in Indy. Julie, are you an Uber or Lyft driver with the story?
I am. I actually do both.
Okay, so what's your horror story?
Well, mostly all my horror stories, they've happened with Uber drivers, with Uber riders, I'm sorry, not Lyft riders. So
okay.
I have two stories.
Let's hear them.
Okay, so the first story, these kids were students, and they got in my car, and they had liquor. I didn't want them to drink liquor, obviously, in my car because it's a brand new car. And the guy, when he got out, he put gum on my window.
Oh, what a little punk.
Oh, gross.
Oh, beat that ass.
Well, someone else got in the car. I did not actually know that it was on the window at the time. And someone got in, another rider, and she said, hey, you got gum on your window. I said, that mother... And then that was it. So,
what was your other experience with like a horror story as an Uber or Lyft driver?
It was an Uber rider, and it was three people. They got in, and the girl threw up in my car, and when she got out, she said that it was water.
Oh.
And it had like particles in it.
Okay, yeah. Okay, all yep, right, yep, all good. Right. Yeah, so you had to get that cleaned up, huh?
Yeah. Uber did reimburse me for the cleaning fee, but still, the fact that it was just there, and I knew it was there, it just wasn't enough.
So yeah, I don't ever want to sit in the back seat. All right, thank you so much, Julie from Indy, for calling in.
I could never do that job.
317-239-1009. I'd love to, but I'd like to do it with somebody else's car, not mine, because I don't want people destroying my stuff. I want to hear those horror stories about what happened. I assume a lot of stuff's going down probably when you're picking up people in Broad Ripple area, maybe downtown around Mass Ave, like a lot of alcohol. I want to hear those stories, and we will talk to you next on the Joe and Alex Show. Evan, we're kicking things off with you. You're on the South Side, and what happened with your Uber or Lyft story?
I was driving downtown, and the location was telling me she was at the Union Trade Station.
Yeah.
For some reason, she was not in there. So I called the lady. She was like, from out of town, and I apologized, you know, for not being able to get there on time, and she was already either drunk or really messed up on some kind of drug.
Maybe both.
Possibly. By the way she was acting, she was very slurish on her words, and then the whole ride she was fairly violent and upset with me because I was unable to get to her the time that she wanted me to get to her. Punching my back seat.
Goodness gracious.
Threatening to hurt me.
Oh my gosh.
Threatening to kill me, that she was from Brooklyn and that they invented the GPS, and I told her to get out of my vehicle and she wouldn't, so I got out, came around, opened my door up. She got out and started actually kicking my tires on my vehicle. So it was pretty scary. I didn't know if she could have had a possible weapon on her.
Yeah, you never know.
Did that make you want to quit driving? Because that would make me never want to drive again, that one experience.
I didn't do it again.
Wow. Okay. Wow. All right, Jennifer, on the north side, what's your Uber or Lyft horror story as a driver?
I picked up a young couple from downtown after a date night. They had been drinking. And she gets in the car, and she said, we're going all the way to Noblesville. I said, that's fine. And she said, well, I don't care what route you take. Just don't take Ghetto Asphalt Creek. And I was like, well,
wait. I drive Fall Creek every day. That's not ghetto ass.
I do too. I live near Fall Creek. So I was like, okay. I said, what route do you want me to take? And she was like, well, I don't care. Just any route but Fall Creek. I was like, look, the only way that I know how to get on the interstate is like the Fall Creek area.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah, she goes, well, I don't care what you do. Just take whatever route that you want to take then. And her boyfriend was, I mean, he's an attractive young man. She, unfortunately, looked like she was allergic to Demerol and took way too many pills and, like, had craters in her face. Like, she was miserable with herself. And so she gets on Facebook, and then she was like, you are so lame. She was like, look, so-and-so is vacationing in Cancun. They're in Maui. She was like, these people are here. These people are there. Like, we went to school with these people, and like, look, you can't even take me anywhere. And so she gets on the phone with her girlfriend after she bashes him and tells him that he's inadequate for their vacationing this year. And then she gets on the phone with her girlfriend. She said, yeah, it was an okay night. We went to just some lame burger joint. It really wasn't that great. And then she goes, and then we went to this concert, which I thought was going to be nice, but there was a bunch of young kids, so I felt like a pervert there. And she's like, so the concert was stupid. Like, the burgers really weren't that great. Just bashing her boyfriend.
That
and
poor,
like,
guy.
You're no kidding.
And you.
That's what I said. Oh, my God. I felt more sorry for him. And, like, when they got out of the car, I wanted to turn to him so bad and just say, run.
Yeah.
Like, you are not married.
You should have.
Like, get away from this as soon as possible. Like, she's a miserable person.
I can't believe
the 45-minute drive, like, the worst drive of my life.
I can't believe, Jennifer, that you drove Alex home.
No, Alex is a sweetheart. I love you.
Yay, thank you. I love you, too.
Jennifer, thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
By the way, make sure you and everybody else, if you're Ubering or Lyfting, request that they, you know, play the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now at 100.9. Otherwise, I'd give them like a 1-star. You can make a note of that, too, so they know what they're doing wrong.